Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy Riley Hart, back with another dose of survival mode exit, thrive mode activated. Buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something that affects us all. Stress. You know the feeling, right? That tight knot in your chest, the racing thoughts, the urge to just scream into a pillow? We've all been there, but what if I told you there are some seriously cool ways to release that emotional baggage and actually feel good again? Think of it like this. Our emotions are energy, and sometimes that energy gets stuck. It builds up, creating tension and making us feel drained and overwhelmed. Today, we're going to unlock the secrets to letting go of that emotional clutter and feeling lighter, brighter, and more capable than ever before. Here's the deal. Stress isn't something you just have to accept as part of life. It's a signal, a loud and clear message from your body saying, hey, something needs to change. So let's flip the script. Let's learn how to turn that stress signal into an opportunity for growth, self-awareness, and even, dare I say it, joy. First up, mindfulness. It sounds simple, almost cliche, but trust me, mindfulness is a game changer. Picture this. You're in the middle of a stressful situation, a work deadline, a traffic jam, an argument with your roommate. Take a deep breath, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, feel? Ground yourself in the present moment, and let those racing thoughts drift away like clouds passing by. This practice can be as simple as taking a few mindful minutes each day or incorporating it into your daily activities. Next, get physical. Ever notice how a good workout can lift your spirits and melt away stress? Exercise isn't just about sculpting muscles, it's a powerful emotional release tool. It releases endorphins, those feel-good hormones that act as natural mood boosters. Find something you love, dancing, hiking, swimming, even a good old-fashioned walk around the block. Now, let's talk creativity. Ever notice how getting lost in a creative project can help you forget your worries? That's because creativity taps into a different part of your brain, allowing you to express yourself freely and find solace in the process. Whether it's painting, writing, playing music, or even just doodling, give yourself permission to get messy and explore. Don't underestimate the power of connection. We're social creatures, wired for connection. Talking to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, can make a world of difference. Sharing your feelings, getting support, and knowing you're not alone can be incredibly empowering. Lastly, take some time for you. Seriously, schedule it in. Whether it's reading a book, taking a hot bath, enjoying a cup of tea in silence, or just doing absolutely nothing, prioritize self-care. Remember, you deserve to recharge and replenish your energy. Okay. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, our friend from last week's episode. She was stressing about an upcoming presentation, feeling that familiar tightness in her chest and those butterflies doing somersaults in her stomach. But instead of spiraling into panic mode, Sarah remembered what we talked about today. She took a few deep breaths, reminding herself to stay grounded in the present moment. Then, she went for a brisk walk, letting the fresh air and sunshine wash away some of that anxiety. She even jotted down her main points creatively, turning them into colorful mind maps instead of boring bullet lists. That evening, Sarah treated herself to a relaxing bath with lavender essential oil, allowing herself to completely unwind before tackling her presentation tomorrow. See how that works? By implementing these techniques, Sarah was able to turn her stress from a looming threat into a manageable challenge. Remember, folks, emotional release is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be good days and tough days. But by equipping yourself with these powerful tools, you can navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and even joy. So, go out there and make today your best day yet. Take those deep breaths, get moving, unleash your creativity, connect with loved ones, and don't forget to carve out some time for you. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little boost. Let's spread the love of emotional release and create a world where everyone feels empowered to thrive. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.